Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
You okay?
I think just she's just got this unbelievable loyalty that, you know, 10 years later, she's not let go of what happened to her friend. And that sisterhood, I just thought was really beautiful.
You know, we get accusations like this all the time.
So it's a he said, she said situation.
Carrie's transformation in these scenes really flips a switch, and these guys that were acting in one way they felt like was good, but they were sort of acting in a vacuum.
All the guys in the movie are so great. I think that's part of the point, is that it's a movie about consent, and that, you know, when we think about consent, I think we often want to, like, really think about monsters and villains perpetrating horrible acts on women, and, like, I think more often than not, it's like really friendly looking people that you wouldn't suspect that behavior from.
It's every guy's worst nightmare getting accused like that.
Can you guess what every woman's worst nightmare is?
I could not put the script down, but I think this film feels like a direct response to this cultural moment that we're having. I feel a sense of justice at the end of this film, and I think so many of us just need that, because so often there is no justice.
It feels like this real strength of community between women, and we do look out for each other even more so now. And I think, so that's what sort of struck me as being most kind of affecting about the film, is this idea of us kind of, yeah, looking after each other a bit more.
Why do you guys have to ruin everything?